about yourself, who you are, where you came from. Can you tell me your name?
I can't remember anything. Day one, Greeny. Rise and shine. What is this place?
Welcome to Blade. Who put us here?
We don't know.
What's through there? You guys can't just keep me here.
I can't let you leave.
Why won't you tell me what's out there?
It's the maze.
Every morning when those doors open,
the runners look for a way out. And no one has ever survived a night in the maze.
What happens, Chef?
Well, we call them Grievous.
We don't belong here. Somebody built the maze. I think it's time we find out what we're really up against.
You're not like the others. You're curious.
What the hell is that? This is the first real clue. You found it.
Yes, the most highly anticipated film of the year. A young adult novel turned to a movie. Oh, I always strive for those movies. I can't wait to get my hands on one of the copies just to watch it and give it a fuck it. But that ain't the case today, people. We talking about The Maze Runner right about now. Directed by, what's this son of a bitch name? Wes Ball. This motherfucker really dropped the ball. I know that was weak, whatever. But anyway, this is this dude's first time director. Now, I mean, he's been around Hollywood, and he's been in the game for a very, very long time. I mean, he's done a couple of shorts. He works in usually in the art department more. So this is really his first big project, and it really stuck a chance with him. And man, sometimes these first directors, they either can knock it out the park or they can drop the ball. Once again, that's not a fucking pun for his name. They can drop the ball really hard with it. And I gotta say, for me, I think he knocked it out the park with this one. I gotta say, I actually had a lot of fun watching this movie. Man, alright, let me just go ahead and give a plot synopsis right now before I start talking about if I suck this movie's dick. But the movie opens up with Dylan O'Brien, a dude from The Internship, and he's on an elevator ride just going up, and you don't know what's going on here. He's confused, I'm confused, shit, the audience is confused, and he realizes when he wakes up, he lands in what looks like to be an island surrounded by walls. But then he's got these boys surrounding him, mainly the kid Will Poulter from We're the Millers last year, played a fucking goofy wigger. And next you know, he just starts running. Then he stops and looks around and go, what the fuck? I'm not black? What the hell am I doing in prison? Turns out he's not in prison. He's trapped in some world that's mixed with the Hunger Games meets Divergent. And he has no memory of anything. The only thing he has is his name will come back to him in about 2 days. But other than that, he knows nothing. Somebody stuck. That's one of the first things I love about the movie, is that there's no opening to it or anything like that. They just stuck this kid in this world, and you just forced to go along with it, unraveling the mysteries of it. That is the best part of the movie to me, is they don't beat you over the head with trying to explain it. They do at the end of the film, but we'll get into that a little bit later. So meanwhile, we find out that, like, hey, this is a maze, and anyone that goes through it, you pretty much don't come back, especially at nighttime, because they got these things called the what the fuck was it, the reefers, or the reef heads, whatever the fuck them things are, the reavers. Yeah, the reavers, that's what they call. Nobody knows what they is because nobody's ever lived to tell the story. But luckily, one day, Thomas, Dylan O'Brien's character, he goes running in there and trying to be heroic. And he ends up taking one of them out by some smart and clever aspects of it, obviously. So he comes back telling him, hey, yo, I killed this reaver. This shit ain't got nothing on me, bro. And, you know, obviously, Will Poulter, he's the one that's like, yo, we're stuck in this world. This guy has changed everything. I don't like it. We're supposed to follow the rules. We can't do this. Next thing you know, all hell breaks loose. So they make him an official runner, is what they call the guys that go searching the maze itself. And pretty much they find an exit, but they need to they're going to go back, get the team together, and it works out. This maze is a fucking bitch, too. I mean, at nighttime, not only it releases these reavers, but apparently it changes its patterns and shapes and everything about it moves around, so you can get fucked one day. It's almost as if the maze has a mind of itself. It's almost like, let's go back to Cabin in the Woods, and they had that control bubble or whatever. Once they drove under the tunnel, they were in this bubble field, and the two scientists, or whatever the hell they were, could control everything that was coming in and out and stuff like that. It's kind of like that. And almost, nah, I won't even say better. I mean, it's more frightening. I'll say that. And then, you know, once we get to moving around and stuff here, then we find the exit, and that becomes a decision. Now, then we get to the ending where it describes everything, but then we find out, you know, this is pretty much setting up for a trilogy. And obviously, because there's three books, this is based off a young adult novel, obviously. And I gotta say, man, by the end of the movie, I was ready to read the book. I'm intrigued. I'm interested now. I'm like, this franchise has me clearly invested. I'm in this for the ride now. It's fun. The acting is it's not the best acting ever, but it's decent enough for a young adult novel. Matter of fact, it's better than most young adult novels I've seen. To me, and I'm gonna go on a limb here, I think I had more fun watching this than I did The Hunger Games. I like The Hunger Games. They're fine movies. They're competent, well-done movies, actually. Especially the second one. The second one came out so good. And I mean as far as, like, technical-wise, directing-wise, and acting-wise, and all that great stuff, whatever. That came out and made the first one kind of look like shit. But this one, if I had to compare it to the first Hunger Games, man, sign me up for it. I think this is, to me, I think it's a lot more fun than The Hunger Games. The thing about The Hunger Games is, its premise is, you know, we're putting kids in a game and we're taking them out one by one, you know, to the winner here. And then, you know, as the movies go on, it really isn't about that no more. But here, man, it's all about this fucking maze. The maze, man, brings so much elements to the movie. I mean, it brings this, which is scary enough because, the trailers had me interested in the movie. But they kept talking about this fear in the maze, whatever, there's nothing going on. And I like that they didn't show that. And to be honest, when you actually see it in the movie, you still don't know what the hell it is. At first, I thought it was a flesh-being monster or something like that. But then, to find out once it gets destroyed, it's actually mechanical, but almost had like a live brain attached to it or something like that. So, it's definitely looked human-made, but it looked like it could go both the best of both worlds, if you wanted, to be honest. I think the movie leads heavily on its premise, and I think it works in that realm. And I think the actors here are great, good enough to back up that premise and show the emotional side of things here. I mean, if I want to get into some actors, you know, Dylan O'Brien, I thought he was fine in Internship, but I didn't really care for the movie that much. But seeing him here, I think that character portrayed so much emotion in the movie that I'm going to go ahead and jump to the end. There's a scene where one of the kids that he kind of got bonded with, kind of got close to, and he's fat, and he's the youngest in the whole group or whatever. So, you know, his whole thing is, I just want to get out so I can see my family. I even made these thoughts. I don't even, the thing is, none of these kids have memories. They only have memories of their name because apparently they wipe their names out or whatever. But Blake Cooper is what I'm talking about. He plays Chuck. And you don't really think much of this kid. You don't think he's going to die or anything like that. But not only does he dies, but he doesn't die by one of these creatures or anything like that. He dies by Will Poulter, who pretty much kind of like changes on him or whatever. Because he's just like, I guess he's kind of mind fucked by the maze. He's just like, we're supposed to stay here in the maze or whatever. I can't get out of here. And this is pretty much damn near on their exit. And he shoots at Dylan O'Brien, but Blake Cooper takes the bullet for him, and you see the blood gushing out of his chest. And the scene got emotional, man. Just when you thought the movie couldn't hit any more emotional, when it's shooting off all these death scenes and stuff like that, the movie had to hit a final punch right there. And it kind of hit me in the gut where I was just like, damn, I really felt for that scene. I mean, the character itself, you don't really feel anything there. And I think the movie does a great job by having all these characters in here and not giving too much of a background on them, but giving them enough to where you can be like, I can't wait to see that guy in a sequel or whatever. We'll learn more about him. There's one character here who you meet who's the leader of the tribe, and his name is Albie, played by Emil Amin, and he's black. Now, granted, they killed his ass, but he lasted all the way to the end of the movie before they killed his ass. You got King Hong Lee, who plays Minho. Newt, played by Thomas Brody Sangster, who also played Hitler, baby Hitler, and what was the name of that movie? I can't remember, but I think it was The Rise of Hitler or some shit like that. You got Dexter Darden, who plays Frypan. No, it's not him. I wanted to say something. I thought it was this kid, but there's a kid in here, and goddamn it, I'm gonna look it up. I'm definitely looking this up because I gotta know now. I think it is this kid, if I'm not mistaken. Jacob Lattimore. This is the kid from Black Nativity. If I'm not mistaken, he looked like the kid from The Last of Us. Anybody remember this black guy and little brother came in, and little brother guy? This dude looked so much like the dude. I was just like, I think he was in that game. I think they had his mocap going for that game because he looked exactly like him. It was kind of freaking me out. He had the same haircut, same goddamn clothes on and shit like that. I was waiting for him to talk about he got bit or something like that. But let me get back into these Reavers now. The Reavers, man. These are some vicious, malicious creatures right here. I don't know what the fuck they are. Oh, and obviously, Teresa, a girl, comes in. Kaya Scone, who, obviously, she has some memories of Thomas, but not too much. Apparently, the thing is, she brought in these two capsules or whatever, because we later find out in the movie that they worked for the company that was putting these kids in here, and we see a sign of confliction that Thomas... It's like, I can't believe we're doing this. This is wrong. So I'm thinking, because they didn't really explain this, but I'm thinking they turned their backs on this company and the company stuck them in here. But that's never new too clear, and I kind of like that part. The best thing this movie has going for it is definitely the mystery elements. Why are they here? Oh, how are they going to get out? What is going on in the outside world? Who is doing this to them? Who's creating these Reavers or whatever? The movie asks a lot of questions. The best thing the movie also does, too, it adds a little bit of horror elements in there. And I've said this over and over again. I think some action films and other film genres have some of the best horror elements I've seen in any movie, to be honest. And this one hits it not on the park because there are scenes in here where you can see the reaction of some of these guys. And they're just like, oh, hell no. No. I think it's mainly because of the actors of how they sell it. But then again, you're so enticed with this world that you believe it too, because the best thing about it is, once again, you don't know nothing of it. I think that's where some of the young adult novels fail, is once they get into the movie, and just pretty much it's all, you know every single detail about it. Divergent, Vampire Academy, Mortal Instruments, whatever the other ones, The Host. All that kind of shit. And the thing is, The Host had great marketing as far as telling you you don't know what's going on here. But then, again, you see the movie and they pretty much explain that shit in the detail. The best thing about here is, once again, stuck a kid in the middle of nowhere or whatever. Next thing you know it, bam, we find out all these details of what these kids barely know. And I think that was one of the best thing about it. The film has a very unique concept to it and it works quite well for it. But one thing that's better than that is it's also intense and entertaining enough to leave audience hungry for sequels here, because I ain't gonna stand an ovation, but people clapped at the end of the movie. I mean, it was pretty much, these are grown ass men and women, because obviously I had the screener or whatever, which is why I missed the darkness. But with some good acting performances, some very hard movie sensibilities, a good mystery, and a solid dystopian aesthetic. This trilogy, or whatever it's going to be, is off to a great start. I only hope it makes its money back. My only complaint would have to be is towards the end of the movie, when they find the exit and stuff, you're thinking like, oh, they're getting out of here. And then come to find out that pretty much all the scientists that we've seen from Dalton O'Brien's memories, they're pretty much all dead. So you're thinking like, okay, what happened? And they don't even show you in the video what killed them. We know the lead scientist mainly shot herself, but then we find out she really didn't shot herself. It was just a fake-ass video. So we don't even know if any of these people are dead, but we come to find out that she pretty much explains why, but she doesn't give too much of an explanation. And it's not a dumb explanation. It's just all this mystery and buildup. It's like, there's got to be something else to that. And I feel like if I read this book, I would know every bit of detail about that. But then again, I don't want to read the book because I'm craving for a sequel now. And I feel like the sequel is going to explain that to me more. She said the world pretty much was apocalyptic now. It was destroyed by the sun. They stuck these kids here and stuff like that. And it got really little muddled because at first I was just like, I'm not really buying this right now. And that was bad. But it wasn't bad to the point where it took me out of the movie. I was still going along with it. And I was like, yeah, I want to see a sequel. I got to get more explanation than this. And then, you know, once the Chuck, he gets shot. Because this is when, what's this kid's name? Will Poulter comes out and is like, we're not leaving. I can't leave this place or whatever. And next, you know, he shoots. And then, you know, Blake Cooper, Chuck, takes the bullet for Thomas here. Next thing you know it, He's dead, and we get this strong emotion from Dylan O'Brien. I mean, I was seriously feeling for the guy. And then we see these soldiers come in and take all of them and put them in the helicopter, and they're flying over, and then they go into the city, and it's in ruins and shit. And I was like, holy shit. And then we find out that's when the scientists are all still alive, whatever, because they show their face and say, this is just the beginning. So what I'm thinking is, like, are they about to drop them off in another maze? What's going on here? Man, I think the best thing of the movie is it's got me so many questions right now that I'm still, like, having in my brain right now as far as, like, what the hell are they going to do? And I don't know if this movie's going to get a sequel, because most of these young adult novels don't get sequels unless you're Divergent or Hunger Games. Yeah, I'm definitely wanting to see a sequel of this. Another thing I will say, too, and this is the best thing of this movie, too, and I will say this. And for the young adult novel genre as well. They don't stick a fucking love interest in this movie. Now, everybody knows I'm getting sick and fucking tired of them just crowbarring in any of these movies. And I don't give a damn if it's young adult or whatever. Any of these movies, somehow the main characters has got to find a girlfriend or something like that. Which they do introduce a girl in this movie that Thomas worked with. But they never once had a moment together. They're never alone where they had a moment of, I like this girl, she likes me, or we used to have a thing together, now we gotta do this. Never once was set up in here. They were pretty much just like, oh, she's just another survivor trying to get out of this now. Let's work together. Mired that out of the film like a motherfucker. That was probably one of my favorite aspects of the film, is that it never, the story never got sidetracked. The maze never became second tier character to a romance relationship that they tried to force down our throats. The movie is definitely, just because of that element alone, to me, personally, I think it's better than The Hunger Games. I'll go ahead and say that. And that's because The Hunger Games, the love relationship they had in there, I felt that they crowbarred that shit in there. It just, some of it just didn't fit right to me. And to carry it on in the second one, I was kind of like, eh. And it looked like they're going out with the third route. They're like, we're doing this for PETA. We're doing it. Fuck PETA. Okay, shit. Now, maybe they will, because since I haven't read the book, maybe they will do this in the second film or the third film, or even if they even get one in the first place. Maybe they'll throw in a little stronger connection between the two. But for right now, man, yeah, I don't think I can praise this movie enough for hitting the right beats of not falling in the tropes of a young adult novel. So, yeah, this is definitely getting to see it for me. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to see it again. I kind of want to take somebody with me, maybe the girlfriend, go on a date or whatever, because I kind of want to get somebody else's opinion on the movie to see, like, man, am I that fucking crazy? But no, I'm not, because this movie seriously does not follow any of the tropes of the young adult novel. And to be honest, it felt like a summer film almost. But if anything, this is probably, unless it's an indie film, this is the best film released since summer's been over. So it ain't saying a whole lot, but it's saying something. And yeah, I'm definitely giving this a see it. And one of the things, fuck the Hunger Games.
It's a go. Thomas. Everything started changing the moment you showed up.
What if we were sent here for a reason?
The doors aren't closing. They're here.
They're gonna keep coming back until they kill us all.
We get out now, or we die trying.